Avalanche report for Monday, the 13th of January 2025. Weakly bonded old snow represents the main danger. Fresh wind slabs require caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Avalanches can be released in the weakly bonded old snow. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on steep west, north and east-facing slopes above the treeline. Caution is to be exercised in particular in areas where the snow cover is rather shallow, as well as it transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack. In particular in regions exposed to heavier precipitation, the avalanche-prone locations are more widespread and the danger is greater. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Avalanches can reach medium size. The extensive wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant in all aspects. Avalanches can reach quite a large size, especially in shady places that are protected from the wind. At high altitude and in the regions exposed to heavier precipitation, the avalanche-prone locations are more prevalent. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of a strong wind from northerly directions, further wind slabs formed in particular in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. The older wind slabs are lying on soft layers, in particular on steep northwest, north and east facing slopes. Precarious weak layers exist deep in the old snowpack, especially on shady slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.7, snow pore zones in snow-rich surrounding, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 14th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.